earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Hallelujah. I just read from the book of Psalms, chapter 24, from verse 1 to 6. The psalmist is pondering here on a particular location a place he referred to as the holy place of the Lord. This place is found upon the hill of the Lord. And from the way the psalmist is speaking here, it is obvious that getting to this place and standing on this holy ground, this holy place, is the thing that every man needs. Because the man that attains to this place, this holy hill of the Lord, who stands in this place called the holy place, shall receive the blessing of the Lord. He's not talking of receiving blessings. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord. We're talking here of the full blessing of the Lord. The totality of God's blessing is reserved for those who attain to this place upon the holy hill of the Lord. Hallelujah. Who shall ascend? Who will get to this place? Hallelujah. Brethren, that hill today is what we have known throughout, you know, Christendom, or right from the days of Hebraism, as Mount Zion. Mount Zion. Mount Zion, the holy mountain of the Lord, or the holy hill of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the location where the living God is found. Amen. This is the location where you have the city of the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the location on which the new Jerusalem is situated. Amen. Obviously, in the past, you had mountains around Jerusalem. You had different mountains like Sinai and all these Horeb and all these mountains of the past. And obviously, David might have been referring to a physical mountain that existed back then and probably still exists. Hallelujah. But God is elevating us. Because the light with which we walk in this day is completely different from the light in which David walked. It is different from the light in which the Old Testament prophets walked, the holy men of old, the righteous men of old, the righteous men according to the old standards. Amen. Because from the days of Jesus Christ, the new has been ushered in. The real has been ushered in. Originality has come to place. Hallelujah. Because those who were in the past simply walked in shadows. I am saying this so that you do not go out to Jerusalem looking for Mount Zion. See, that era is past. We're talking of the Jerusalem in the Middle East, the physical Jerusalem, where you have warnings day and night, bombings and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Remember, in the days of old, when they walked with Moses, when they walked with the old prophets, see, those people simply were walking in shadows. Shadows of things to come. Brethren, the real thing has come now. The real thing is coming into our view. So when the real thing comes, what do? You leave the shadow. See it? Those were simply shadows of the real thing. The earthly Jerusalem is simply a shadow of the heavenly Jerusalem. See it? Mount Zion upon the earth, or Mount Zion as it was known in days of old, is only a shadow of the celestial Mount Zion. There is a Mount Zion, the holy place of the Lord. It's an elevated place where those who are saved attend to. This is the mountain where God is gathering all his elect into. Hallelujah. He says, where the eagles are, there will my body be also. The eagles gather at the peak of the mountain. Amen. And God is gathering his church, his people, back to his holy hill. The holy hill of the Lord is actually the highest peak of elevation in the spirit. Amen. This is the highest peak, the highest spiritual level. Amen. This is where God's throne is situated. This is the site of the great king. Hallelujah. Like in the book of Psalms, it says that the Lord has, you know, installed his king upon Mount Zion. In this city there is a king seated eternally on the throne of God. Hallelujah. And God is gathering us from the earth, where we are languishing and perishing in the sins of Adam. God is gathering us so that we can sit down. Sit down with the king, with the eternal king upon Mount Zion. What do we call that eternal king today? We call him Christ. This is the Son of God. The Son of the invisible God. The image of God. The invisible God. The glory of God. Hallelujah. The one who inherits all. The one who is one with God the Father. Hallelujah. That king upon Mount Zion is actually one body, many members. It's one spiritual body, you know, with spirits, perfected spirits fused in one. Hallelujah. Whose head is God? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And this is the place of unlimited blessings. This is the place of God's favor to mankind. Hallelujah. This is the place of dominion, absolute dominion. all power in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. To do and undo, to loosen and to bind. Everything, that power is gotten only as you attain to this peak of God's creation called Mount Zion. So we must ascend God's holy hill. Amen. This is where Jesus has come to gather us. Amen. In Adam, we died. In Adam, we were actually cast down, cast out of that mountain. Have you read about Lucifer in the book of Isaiah? The angel of light? Who was that covering cherub upon Mount Zion? See, but he was cast down to the dust. See, it cast down to the pit, to the depths in the sea. Who talks of the pit? Many of us have been chained in the dungeons of death, in the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. Our souls have been chained to corruption. We have suffered and lived a life of lack, torment, and fear. A life of no power, no faith towards God. Hallelujah. Because we strayed away in Adam. We strayed away from our place in God. See it? In Adam we have become defiled, corrupt. You know, in having natures contrary to God. Gluttons. Drug addicts. You see it? Wine babblers. See it? Hot-tempered animals. Like brute beasts. Simply because we strayed away from our place in God. Simply because we have descended from our glory in God. Hallelujah. Born into this world, this knowledge that we are talking about today was something that was sealed. We lost it. But God is restoring that knowledge back to us. Giving us an understanding. Causing us to understand where we belong. Hallelujah. That we belong upon God's holy hill called Mount Zion. Amen. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Amen. He says only the clean, the pure in heart. Those who have not, you know, lifted their souls unto vanity. They have not sworn deceitfully. Those are the ones that will be granted entrance. Those are the ones that will be able to ascend in Christ. Hallelujah. Ascend on the wings of the Spirit back to Mount Zion. Only those with pure hearts. If you go to Psalm 15, this is another version. Psalm 15 is saying virtually the same thing that we see in Psalm 24, which is all about ascending the hill of the Lord. Let's go to Psalm 15 verse 1. Who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and walketh righteousness. and speaketh the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor does evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contempted, but he honoreth them that feareth the Lord. He that sweareth to his own heart and changeth not, he that puttereth not out his money to usury, or taketh reward against the innocent, he that does this thing shall never be moved. See it? Psalm 51 here is talking about who shall abide in thy tabernacle. Then it says, who shall dwell in thy holy hill? You can see the tabernacle of God, which talks about the house of God, the dwelling of God, where God's presence can be found, is all upon God's holy hill, which, like I've said, is Mount Zion. Mount Zion, hallelujah. The spiritual mountain of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're getting hints because the Spirit is here to gather us back. Hallelujah. The Spirit was sent by God to lead us back to God's holy hill, where Satan has no more dominion over us, where death is no more. See, God's wish for us, you know, wishes of good, you know, good, to bring us to an expected end. Hallelujah. To cause us to see rest than life. To cause us to drink of those rivers bubbling with life, prosperity. Hallelujah. To hinder, to remove that unhindered, you know, access to the Father, where you can say Abba Father, where you can call God Father, where you know that you know your Father is with you. You live in the consciousness of the Father, in the bosom of the Father. Who are those that can ascend? Those with a pure heart. Hallelujah. Those who have, you know, do not leave their soul to vanity. Hallelujah. Only the righteous. The righteous shall ascend this place of everlasting blessing. Hallelujah. Now, if you study these scriptures very well with the eye of the Spirit, you will discover that what the psalmist is simply trying to say is that we can ascend this mountain only as we walk in relation to the truth. Hallelujah. It's only as we walk by the revelation of the Spirit of God. You see, a carnally minded man is the man whose heart, whose soul, and everything on the inside of him is motivated by the outer material world. Amen? But God wants us to begin to cut, you know, to change our ways. We have to begin to walk in the Spirit, walk by the Spirit. First of all, you must recognize who you are. Amen. You must recognize your substance. Hallelujah. You must recognize what you are truly formed out of. Hallelujah. That's why in Psalm 15 verse 4, he's saying that the people that can attain to this place are only those who disregard the vile person. Now, the vile person is not somebody outside there. It's not somebody that did something to you some years ago. It's not somebody that you do not agree with on the outside. The vile person is simply that imaginary being that you have created and nourished right from the day you are born into this material world. Are you listening? We have to let go of that vile person. Hallelujah. We have to go let go of that man of the flesh. Disregard him. Begin to recognize your true substance. Begin to recognize who you are. Recognize that you are a spiritual being. Recognize that you are a celestial being, invisible being, just like God your Father. Hallelujah. You must begin to perceive God's kingdom by your eye, by the revelation of the Spirit. Begin to perceive the spirit realm. A new realm, a world that truly exists. Hallelujah. Begin to recognize the uncountable or innumerable number of virgin spirits, brethren, dispersed in this infinite realm of God. Hallelujah. God wants us to all be gathered back into that company of perfected spirits that form that one body that is Son of God. Hallelujah. Those who we are sent are only those who do not lift up their soul to vanity. Hallelujah. We must begin to learn to perceive things only by the Spirit. Only by the revelation, the eyes of the Spirit. No more after our carnal understanding. Carnality is death. Carnality corrupts. Hallelujah. Carnality ties you to a realm, a temporary realm that truly does not exist. You go about, you know, struggling and fighting for things that do not exist. You defy your soul. Become murderers, haters of God, mumblers, and all, everything contrary to the nature of God because of the corruption that you get out of your carnality. Hallelujah. You have to let go. Let go of everything that you ever thought you were or whatever you think you are. Or you have in this world, are beginning to take hold of your true self. This thing comes gradually by revelation, constantly listening, constantly, you know, receiving teachings from the Lord. Hallelujah. You have to deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow the Lord daily. Hallelujah. When Jesus says, follow me, it's actually the Spirit leading you back to Mount Zion. It is the Spirit of God leading you back to God's holy place, God's holy mountain, where you can find rest for your soul, where you can find the security of God once more. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you can once more operate by the power of God. Hallelujah. You can come to a realm where all things are possible. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says in that day, hallelujah, anything you ask the Father for, He will do for you. Hallelujah. Anything you want shall be done for you. All things are possible in that realm. Hallelujah. It's a realm where the impossible in the sight of men become possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. In that day when you discover yourself upon Mount Zion. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord. That perfect day. Because you stand upon that Mount Zion. You stand upon the holy hill. You are saved. Hallelujah. Amen. This is where Christ comes to gather you. He's gathering each and every one of us day by day. Don't lose track. If you pass this earth without tasting of that salvation of the Lord, without coming to this place, you have not seen life. It's like it's better you did not pass through this world. Hallelujah. This is the only thing a man can achieve to attain to this place. Hallelujah. Paul says that we have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. I'm telling you now, I'm making this thing clear so that you realize that these are things for the present. The gates of the gates that lead to this place is all open. Amen. The entrance is open. It has all been thrown open ever since the coming of Christ Jesus. And people are entering daily. People are ascending daily. We must ascend, brethren. We must move on, so that we can partake of the joy of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, hallelujah, the fullness of power, hallelujah, of the Lord. Everything that is upon, everything that we ever desire can be found when we discover ourselves in this place. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, where I am, there my servants will be. Where is Christ? Where is Christ? Christ is the one seated upon God's holy hill. He's the one seated upon the throne of God. And what Christ is saying is that if you have humbled yourself to become a disciple, if you've joined yourself to the Lord, you become one spirit with the Lord. If you have understood this gospel and allowed, the Spirit of the Lord to transform you, to satisfy you, hallelujah, to purify you by spiritualizing you, you will discover yourself where the King is seated. You will discover yourself upon the holy hill of the Lord. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, hallelujah. Perfected. Hallelujah. Those that follow me in the regeneration. You follow Christ in the regeneration. That's a transformation, a regeneration. You are born again of water and spirit. No more a flesh and blood being. Somebody who lives solely by carnal instincts. What he sees in this material world. What he hears in this material world. And that's all. Hallelujah. As long as you live that kind of life, you are absent from God. Oh, hallelujah. So let us ascend. When Jesus Christ took his three disciples, James, John, Peter, he took just three disciples and ascended. See it? As if 12 was not even little enough. 12 out of all the Israelites were his disciples. But out of these 12, Jesus Christ took only 3. And they ascended. They ascended that mountain where they beheld Jesus Christ transfigured before them. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is telling those of you who have ears to hear, wherever you are today, if you hear this voice, follow your master and begin to ascend that hill. begin to ascend the hill of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible records that the hill was far apart, separate from the other hills, isolated. See, there were other mountains, but that hill was isolated, separate, so that they were alone. A handful, few people. Hallelujah. If the other disciples insisted on following Jesus, they would have gotten there. But they were perfectly contented to be where they were. Oh, hallelujah. But these three disciples ascended the hill with the Lord. And there they beheld the beauty of the Lord. There they beheld the glory of the living God. There they be, you know, they heard the voice from heaven saying, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That is the son seated upon Mount Zion. That is the son in whom God has invested all power in heaven and earth. In whom the fullness of God, the Godhead dwelleth. That is him. Hallelujah. They beheld the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. It was so glorious that unknowingly they asked to build tabernacles there so that they might just remain there. Just remain there and behold the beauty of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They saw that perfection of Christ. Amen. I will tell you a secret today. That image they saw, that transfigured Christ they saw, that image of the living God, of the Son of God they saw in his glory, is actually on the inside of you and I. Amen. That is your true image. That is your true form. That is who you are, a light being, created perfect and one with the living God. Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of God has been sent to the earth to pull you out, to draw you daily, and to gather us back to that mountain where we can once more walk in that perfect image that Jesus Christ revealed on the Mount of Transfiguration. Where we can once more be united in one with the Father, knowing that we please God. Where we can once more live in the fullness of life, eternal life, walking in the, you know, in on the unlimited spiritual blessings of the Father, knowing that all things have been given to us, ruling and reigning over all the works of God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is all that God wants to do. No more under the grip of Satan. You know what Satan does? Satan tries to veil you so that you do not see that image on the inside of you. Satan wants to veil you so that you do not have that understanding of this location of life. But thank God for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. He's leading us back to Mount Zion. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He that has a pure heart. He that is pure, purified. Amen. Because there is nothing that is defiled. Nothing unholy. Nothing corrupt. Nothing that makes a lie. Hallelujah. Nothing that is contrary to the innocence and the perfection of the Lamb that can make it to this place of life. It's totally impossible. You have to be transformed, purified. Hallelujah. And I tell you one thing today, there is no man, no natural man born of a woman that can claim to be a pure person. No natural man born of a woman that can claim to be perfect, pure. It's impossible. You must loosen yourself. Amen? You must loosen yourself from your human existence. You must divorce yourself from the lie that you are a mortal being. You must pick up your cross daily and deny yourself. Otherwise, you are not worthy of the King upon Mount Zion. You are not worthy of that place of life. You cannot ascend the mountain of the Lord as long as you hold on to your life in this world. Hallelujah. You just have to let go. Let go of your life in this world and begin to walk by faith in God's kingdom and God's world. Walk by faith according to the revelation of the inner man, the man on the inside of you. Walk by faith in relation to your Father, who is ever with you, who has been with you and will never leave you nor forsake you. You just have to let go. Let go, hallelujah. Let go by faith. Hallelujah. This, you can let go only as you meditate daily. As the Spirit gives you more and more understanding. You can't just wake up one day and let go of everything. No. Your faith cometh by hearing. That's why Jesus Christ says, mind how you hear. You have to hear the Spirit constantly. The Father, you know, gives you the bread of the kingdom. The Spirit is constantly speaking, sounding, and you have to listen. Day and night in meditation, in fellowship. See, and this will enable you to let go. You see, those three disciples that ascended with Jesus, you know, upon the mountain of transfiguration. You see, they had to let go. You have to let go of everything down there. Before you can ascend, you cannot hold on. You can't be down there and at the same time up there. You cannot be God's holy hill and at the same time in this world. You have to let go. Divorce yourself from this world. And join yourself to God's realm, God's invisible kingdom. Oh, hallelujah. We have to purify ourselves by walking according to revelation. Walking according to the revelation of our incorruptible, immortal selves. Walking by revelation according to that light being. By now we have seen our image upon the mountain of transfiguration. What Jesus Christ was showing us was our image. Who, what we truly are. The way we truly are. Amen. We're not talking of physical clouds here. Yeah? Or physical light here. Yeah? But we're talking of spiritual light. Celestial beings who are born, who are above and not beneath. They are not material beings. Hallelujah. Amen. Go to 1 John chapter 3 from verse 1. 1 John chapter 3 verse 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world loves us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. Every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Now let's stop there for a while. Every man that has this hope in him purified himself. What hope? That as he appears, we shall be as he is. We shall be like he is. As he appears. Well, look, brethren, where does Jesus Christ appear? His appearing is a continuous process. He appears from generation to generation. Hallelujah. He appears from within you. Hallelujah. He appears as you, the old man of the flesh, the outer man of the flesh is dissolved. The false identity is dissolved. The man of sin is annihilated. That is how he appears. Are you listening? You see, John here is saying that God has given us that grace. He has loved us with a love so that we can be called sons of God. Hallelujah. What did Jesus, what did God, what the Father, what did the Father say when he saw, when Jesus was upon the Mount of Transfiguration, when Jesus transfigured? The voice said, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah. This is the same voice that will turn that over everyone that attains to this place of perfection in God. Mark it, the Son of God is not of this world. The Son of God is always upon Mount Zion. His location is Mount Zion. He's not of this world. Even as Jesus appeared in the flesh, Christ appeared in the flesh through Jesus, ministering the word, you know, displaying the mystery, of godliness. What people do not realize is that Jesus was never ministering here as a human being. During his ministration, he was actually ministering from that holy place of the Lord. See, Christ is not of this world. He might appear with a flesh body to this world, but he is not of this world. The Son is always in the presence of the Father. The Son is always in the tabernacle of God, upon God's holy hill. That's why Jesus Christ told them that no one has been to heaven. He told Lazarus this: no one has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. See, it's a spiritual realm of elevation, high, elevated realm, where you walk completely encompassed in the knowledge of the living God. And this is where we are called to. This is where we are called to walk in. Because the same way Jesus Christ walked is the same way we are going to walk. It's the same way we are called to walk. It's the same way we walk. Hallelujah. We thank God for what God is doing in our midst. Who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? It is those that purify themselves. John says, those that have this hope. What hope? To be partakers in the glory of Christ, to be partakers of God's kingdom, purify themselves as he is pure. Amen. You purify yourself as he is pure, so that as he appears, we be like him. He appears through us. And we know that when this work is done, and we shall be perfect, without spot or wrinkle, exactly the way he is, which in essence is our true form from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God comes to, you know, remove all the trash and all the things that have veiled us from this reality, so that we can walk irreprehensible, perfect, without spot, blemish before the Father. Where we can say, I and the Father are one, and walk in the fullness of glory. Oh, hallelujah. You come to the realm where things like sin is a thing of the past. You come to the place where stumblings and all those things, weaknesses, all those habits, those things that tied you down in the past become a thing of the far, far past. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what Christ has come to do, to release us from a corruptible nature and cause us to walk in the perfection that we were created to walk in as offsprings of God. Oh, hallelujah. I go down again to 1 John chapter 3, whosoever committed sin transgressed against the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away the sins, our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abided in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither know him. Oh, hallelujah. Go down to verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he may destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remained in him, and he can't sin because he is born of God. Oh, hallelujah. I listen to what John is saying here. If you are born of God, you cannot sin. Oh, hallelujah. Anything that he that is born of the devil sinneth. He that sinneth is of the devil, because the devil sinneth from the beginning. Sin is a transgression of the law. See, sin is that thing that comes into play when you walk in a mistaken identity, when you walk as an entity separate from God. That is where sin comes into play. When you walk in a carnally derived identity of flesh and blood, that is where sin comes into play. See, when you walk ignorantly or contrary to that true spiritual celestial nature that you had with God in the beginning, that is when sin comes into play. Hallelujah. And it's the devil, is the offspring of the devil. And Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. He destroys the work of the devil by bringing a revelation of the truth, sanctifying you with truth. He destroys the works of the devil by causing you to return to the originality of all things, the way you truly are. He comes to return you back to your place upon Mount Zion, where you can once more, you know, sing in the garden of God. Hallelujah. You are not a sinner. God did not create you a sinner. God did not create you with a nature contrary to that of his. You have always been in the Father. You have always been buried in the Godhead. See, but the devil has deceived us from the moment we were entered into this world. But thank God for the revelation of Christ. The revelation is now snapping, destroying everything that is tying you down to the earth. Everything that has hidden you from God's presence. Hallelujah. And is now taking you back to God's, you know, holy presence. That is God's holy hill, where you can stand in that holy place, perfect, without guile. That is who you are. Amen. Hallelujah. He wants to return us back there. So what do we do? Submit ourselves to the Spirit. I mean, let the light of the Spirit lead us back to the mountain of the Lord. Let truth lead us back. Let us submit to the truth as it is being revealed. Recognizing the brethren, recognizing one another, serving one another, exalting one another. Hallelujah. Recognizing each other the way the Spirit is revealing it to us right now, that we are members one of each other. Hallelujah. Let's quickly, I'll round up with Psalm 43. Judge me, O God, plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Bring me unto thy holy hill, and to thy tabernacle. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee, O God my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God. You see the psalmist here praying for deliverance against an ungodly nation. Deliverance from the deceitful and unjust man. Like I said, it's not something on the outside. This is not something outside there. It's not somebody out there that did anything to you. It's not a Muslim that bombed September 11 that is the unjust man. The unjust man is simply you in your humanity. It's simply you in your carnally derived identity. That is the unjust man. And that is your trouble. That is the one that oppresses you. That is the one that, you know, veils you, that, you know, denies you access to the Father. It denies you the glory of God, the goodness of God. It denies you access to the holy place of God. Hallelujah. You have to be delivered from him. That is the man of sin. Oh, hallelujah. So the psalmist is praying here. You have to first of all recognize him. That is your problem. Hallelujah. Then the psalmist now prays, bring me onto thy holy hill. Amen. And as long as that man is in the way, you can never get to God's holy hill. You must let go of that man. You must crucify him by faith. Hallelujah. You must crucify him by allowing the light of God to illuminate every aspect of your life. Hallelujah. Amen. It's only through your deliverance that you can find your way back to the holy hill of the Lord. Amen. That is the man of sin. Constantly, day and night, we must reduce and let Christ increase. Hallelujah. This thing comes by meditation. It comes by constant fellowship, like I said. Oh, hallelujah. It is only then that we can see the joy of the Lord. Amen. It's then that the harps on the inside of us, the stringed instruments on the inside of us come alive, where we can praise the Lord. Those who truly praise God are only those who find themselves upon the holy hill of the Lord. Amen. The book of Revelation chapter, I think it's 12 or 14.